Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Adulter dictating an endoscopy report. I'm Tracy Kochman, made birth 12/22/1966. Date of procedures, February 1st, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goldsardio. Referring physicians, Dr. Joanne Coupland. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as the lesions too well explained to the patient. Period. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care. Period. Sutural vexillary exam is normal. Period. Oval lubricated lumbus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum in advance of anesthesia revision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal-bound confluence of folds. Period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, in the rectum. Period. Retroflex used during the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7,2-3-2. Period. The patient died the procedure well without any complications. Findings: the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was 7,2-3-2. Comma grade is a good prep. Next line, there was evidence of a approximately 10 millimeter cecal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 7 millimeter sessile rectal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, plan. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.